Perdana Podcast Social Reengineering. In this Toon Talks podcast, Dr. Mahathir says today, the Malays are still behind economically speaking. Do Islamic values hold back the Malays? Actually, Islam is a positive force, he says. The Quran asks you to study and acquire knowledge. If the Malays follow that, then they will progress and Malay fear will start to disappear, followed by the disappearance of non-Malay fears. Then we would have achieved our social re-engineering.
When you say social re-engineering, it implies that this is something deliberate, something that is done out of our consciousness of the need to re-engineer, the need to change the social structure of society. That implies that we know there is something wrong, something inadequate about our society, which has to be corrected so that we can enjoy the best from living within this society. Now, we all know that Malaysia is something of a unique country. It is a multiracial country. And also the distribution of wealth among the different races and ethnic groups, the distribution is not balanced. We are very conscious of this kind of situation. We find it difficult to create an identity that is Malaysian. But there is obviously harmony. We work together, we play together. We are a tolerant group of people. But we must admit that we have not achieved a true nation in the sense that we would say that we are Malaysians. And we are not Malays, we are not Chinese, we are not Indians. We are just Malaysians. We have not come to that stage. Now, how do we engineer these things? What kind of society do we want to live in? We want to live in a society where there is equality in all areas among the Malays, Chinese, and Indians. No special treatment for anyone. That's the kind of ideal that we want to see. But that ideal will not be achieved until the fear can be overcome. The fear of the Malays that the Chinese would dominate the economy. On the other hand, the Chinese fear the Malays because of their political power. So the Chinese fear political dominance of the Malays. The Malays fear the economic dominance of the Chinese. And the Indians fear everybody. If the Indian wants to become a member of parliament, he must seek the support of the non-Indians. So they have to be friendly with the Chinese and with the Malays in order to get their support. So they fear both. Now, the solution to this, of course, is to remove this fear. And this fear politically can be removed very easily because to give political power to the Chinese is by the stroke of a pen, literally. Just say, everybody is equal politically. Everybody has the same right politically. But in the economic field, it's not so easy to equalize. To equalize, you must bring up the Malays to the level of the Chinese. Then the fears of the Malays can be got rid of. They will not feel that fear. And then there is the field of education. Unfortunately, despite the help given by the government, for some reason or other, the Malays are still behind. Not as far behind as before, but by comparison to the other communities, the Chinese and Indians, the Malays are still behind. And they need to catch up. They need to work hard. I believe that they have the same potential as anybody else, but because they make no effort, the potential will not just come up by itself. You have to make an effort. Then there is this problem of value systems, which affect the social structure. You know how Indian families drive their children. They must study. At least one of their children must become a doctor. That is the Indian value system. The Chinese normally live in a very competitive environment. They must do well, otherwise they will, of course, be seen as failures, they would be poor, they would not enjoy life. Now, what is the Malay value system? The failure of the Malays is something that is equated with some factor in Islam which holds back the material, earthly success of the Malays. Now, is there something wrong about Islamic values that holds back the Malay? I would like to say that Islam is not a negative force. Islam is a very positive force. What is negative is the interpretation of Islam by ordinary human beings. These are not prophets. Now, I feel that in many instances, they are wrong. Now, let's look at the idea that if you study religion, you get merit for your afterlife. Dapat pahala. But if you study science, you study mathematics, you study astronomy or whatever, would your place in heaven be guaranteed? Now, these people, not the Prophet Muhammad, not the Quran, not the Hadith, but these people say that these other subjects will not merit consideration for your afterlife. So, if you tell a Malay that you want to go to heaven, you study religion, but if you study science, you're going to hell, you ask a Malay, which one do you want to study? And the answer is, I want to memorize the Quran because I want to go to heaven. What does the Quran tell you? I find that the Quran asks you to study. Iqra. The first message received by the Prophet was Iqra. Read. And when he says Iqra, it doesn't say Iqra only in religious matters. It doesn't say. The Quran doesn't say. Read means acquire knowledge. And you have to acquire knowledge in everything. In geography, in history, in mathematics, science. To study science, to study mathematics is as important or perhaps even more important than your study of the various writings of various sheikhs and imams and all that, who are mere men. They are not prophets. Now, would they go to heaven if they study? I think they would. I think that to study other subjects would be part of ibadah. The Quran provides you with the best value system. It urges you to acquire knowledge, urges you to have all kinds of capacity, and if they accept that as part of their value system, then you will find Muslims would apply themselves seriously to study all these other subjects. But what we are practicing, or the values that the Malays hold today, are not really Islamic values. The Malays would be able to achieve the same material gains on this earth and in the next by acquiring knowledge and working hard in order to uplift the level of development of the Malays. And when that is done, when the Malays are as well-developed, as progressive, as capable as the Chinese and the Indians, the fear will disappear. The fear of the Chinese will disappear. when there is no fear on the part of the Chinese, of the Malays, on the part of the Malays, of the Chinese, and the Indians fear nobody, then we would have achieved our social re-engineering. It's a tough thing. It will take time, but that is the thing that we must try, we must all try to do.